This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. The Missouri House has adopted Governor Jay Nixon's proposal announced earlier today to add $86 million to a capital improvements bill. The move follows the release of April's General Revenue Report, which shows revenue collections for the current fiscal year are up more than 11%. The governor's proposal includes $13 million for a new state mental hospital at Fulton, $45 million for state parks, and $28 million for structural repairs to the state capitol. House Speaker Tim Jones says the agreement will be especially beneficial to the nearly century-old capitol.
We have a lot of moisture problems in this building. We have a lot of mold problems in this building. We think we better do some basic maintenance, which has been on the books for a long time, if we're going to preserve this building and not have it be incredibly costly down the road.
The governor's amendment was easily approved. The Missouri Senate took part in negotiations with the House and the Nixon administration and is also expected to pass it. A Missouri senator blocked a vote on a bill that would pass some state funding for Missouri public universities on performance standards and career placement. Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia blocked the Senate vote earlier today. He says the legislature should spend more time studying the effects of the proposed higher education funding formula before voting. Lawmakers have until fiscal year 2015 to put the formula in place. Missouri is one of 46 states considering adopting a new standard in education called Common Core. Unlike the No Child Left Behind Act, Common Core is a state-led effort to help students reach a set of standards deemed satisfactory before they graduate high school. A common concern from opponents is the federal government will give money to the states on the condition that education becomes standardized. Commissioner of Education Chris Nicastro says this isn't true, but Missouri will receive federal support.
That any time we have state-led efforts or state efforts to improve education, historically we've received some federal support for that.
Nicastro says the standards, which recommend grapes of wrath for high school students, were created by state education specialists and will help Missouri better educate children. The Missouri Senate has passed a bill that would allow designated school personnel to carry concealed weapons in school buildings. The Senate voted 26-6 earlier today to pass the measure. It now heads back to the House for further consideration. The bill would allow school employees to voluntarily become protection officers if they have a valid concealed weapons permit and undergo training for the position. The legislation would also lower the minimum age required to obtain a concealed weapons permit from 21 to 19. It would also allow firearms of less than 16 inches to be openly carried even in cities and towns that have ordinances against it. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.